Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is inflation hurting the game of baseball? Studies are showing yes, it is. Hey, I'm Alex Garrett, and welcome inside to end the weekend and start the new week. David Cohn's perfect game anniversary today in 1999. Yogi Berra's day for him started when Don Larsen threw the ball through the first pitch into Yogi's glove, recreating October 8th, 1956, the perfect game in the World Series against the Dodgers. But flash forward to now, okay? And inflation's at 9.1%. And I have a thought on all of this. While everyday Americans and even around the world are following the inflation numbers, here's Juan Soto saying no. No. Would you believe that? To $440 million to stay with the Nationals. He's on the trading block now. And, by the way, I would say that he has to be wise with this, because he just turned down $440 million. It's like inflation doesn't bother Juan Soto, arrogantly, really, while the fan base, his fan base, according to onlinebetting.com, is ranked, get this, out of the 30 teams to go to a game, his fan base, according to studies, is 12th in the most expensive having to pay. So Juan Soto, the fans come to see you, even during inflation, and you say, nope, I'm not going to take the offer. I'm not going to be a hometown hero. That sickens me. Juan Soto, that really sickens me. But you know what else sickens me? Is the fact that, unfortunately, according to onlinebetting.com, heads up by my colleague Matt Sambolin for this information, 71% think inflation will keep them from going to pro sporting events. 71% people. That's daunting. But, you know, $440 million, what's that? So as we enter this week, I just have one thing to say. And Aaron Judge turned down his offer, and he's turned it up this whole season, had he not, for the New York Yankees. But let's just be honest here for a second. Let's be honest that turning down $210 million, turning down $440 million. You've got to say, wouldn't you and I want to play for that? Wouldn't Americans kill for that kind of money right now in an inflation state of 9.1%? Think of your fan base, guys. Think of the people who may not be willing to overcome inflation and come to games, especially if you don't want to be there. Mainly Juan Soto. Amazingly, one out of three has changed plans to see professional sporting events. Yankees ranked number one in the most expensive, according to this fan base. And the Mets ranked fifth. And they go on to say, Max Scherzer's contract, you remember, he got an incredible contract. $43 million. I mean, $43 million annually for a team that's fifth most expensive to the fan base. He's the million-dollar arm, and he's got to perform for it, too. But on this five-minute fix, I, before August 2nd, wisely consider taking into the loyalties of your big star players, especially in their walk year. Because if inflation doesn't matter to them, then guess what? It shouldn't matter to you. Meaning, don't worry about it. Skip the game. Because they don't care about your well-being. Or maybe they do. Maybe they turn it down because they care about the fan base. But my theory is that he turns it down because he wants more. Are we kidding? That's how it seems right now. But we'll see how it goes. But he's on the trading block. And for Nat fans, that will certainly decrease spending in this inflation. I mean, you just made the job easier for National fans. Front office of the Nationals and Juan Soto to not come back if you're traded after the deadline. Because where are the Nationals going? I don't really know. But the fans aren't coming. They're going. They're filing the exits before they even get to the stadium. And that's got to change. The economy has to change, yes. But the attitudes about contracts and hometown loyalties, I want to see some reform on that. That's my five-minute fix today. I'm Alex Segura. We'll talk to you soon on the Sports Hour and everywhere on Alex Segura Podcasting. Kudos again to Jimmy Rhodes for joining me from the booth. Kane Ruiz put out a video of his homer last night. Gotta check it out. Alex G NYC1. I'm out. We'll talk to you soon.